The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. The Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 25, Devotees of Krishna. A person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is called a devotee of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami says that all the transcendental qualities discussed previously are also found in the devotees of Krishna. The devotees of Krishna can be classified into two groups: those who are cultivating devotional service in order to enter into the transcendental kingdom, and those who are already in the perfectional stage of devotional service. A person who has attained the stage of attraction for Krishna, and who is not freed from the material impasse, but who has himself qualified to enter into the kingdom of God, is called a sadhaka. Sadhaka means one who is cultivating devotion in Krishna consciousness. The description of such a devotee is found in the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, verse 46 of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said there that a person who has unflinching faith in and love for the personality of Godhead, who is in friendship with devotees of Krishna, and who is very merciful to the ignorant, raising them to the standard of devotional service, and who is uninterested in non-devotees, is considered to be situated in the position of cultivating devotional service. When one is found shedding tears by hearing of the pastimes of the Lord, it is to be understood that the blazing fire of material existence will be extinguished by such watering. When there is shivering of the body and the hairs of the body stand up, it is to be understood that the devotee is nearing perfection. An example of a sadhaka cultivating devotional service is Bilva Mangala Thakur. When a devotee is never tired of executing devotional service and is always engaged in Krishna conscious activities, constantly relishing the transcendental mellows in relationship with Krishna, he is called perfect. This perfectional stage can be achieved in two ways. One may achieve this stage of perfection by gradual progress in devotional service, or one may become perfect by the causeless mercy of Krishna, even though he has not executed all the details of devotional service. There is the following nice statement in the 3rd canto, 15th chapter, verse 25 of Srimad Bhagavatam, describing a devotee who achieves perfection by regularly executing devotional service. A person who is freed from the false egotism of material existence, or an advanced mystic, is eligible to enter into the kingdom of God known as Vaikuntha. Such a mystic becomes so joyful by constant execution of the regulative principles of devotional service that he thereby achieves the special favor of the Supreme Lord. Yamaraj, the mighty superintendent of death, is afraid to go near such a devotee, so we can imagine the potency of advanced devotional service, especially when devotees sit together and engage in talking of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those devotees express their feelings in such a way that they automatically melt with ecstasy, and many transcendental symptoms become manifest in their bodies. Anyone desiring advancement in devotional service must follow in the footsteps of such devotees. Prahlad Maharaj said that no one can attain the perfectional stage of devotional service without bowing down before such exalted devotees. Learned sages like Markandeya Rishi attained perfection in devotional service simply by executing such regulative principles of service. A person's achieving perfection in devotional service simply by the causeless mercy of the Lord is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with the brahmanas and their wives who were engaged in performing yajna, or sacrifice. When the wives of the brahmanas were favored by Lord Krishna and immediately attained the ecstasy of love of Godhead, their husbands said, quote, "How wonderful it is that although these women have undertaken no reformatory performances, such as accepting the sacred thread, have not resided in the monasteries of the spiritual master, have not observed the strict principles of celibacy, have not undergone any austerities, and have not philosophized upon the observance of ritualistic ceremonies, they still have attained the favor of Krishna, which is aspired after even by great mystics. How wonderful it is that these women have attained such perfection, while we, although brahmanas, who have performed all the reformatory activities, cannot attain to this advanced stage," end quote. There is a similar statement by Narada addressed to Shukadeva Goswami, quote, My dear Shukadev Goswami, you never took the trouble to reside under the care of a spiritual master, yet you have attained such a great status of transcendental knowledge. You never took the trouble to undergo severe austerities, and still, how wonderful it is that you have been situated in the most perfect stage of love of Godhead, end quote. Shukadev Goswami and the wives of the Brahmanas performing jaga are vivid examples of devotees who achieve the perfectional stage of devotional service by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eternal perfection. Persons who have achieved eternal blissful life exactly on the level of Sri Krishna and who are able to attract Lord Krishna by their transcendental loving service are called eternally perfect. The technical name is Nitya Siddha. There are two classes of living entities, namely Nitya Siddha and Nitya Bada. The distinction is that the Nitya Siddhas are eternally Krishna conscious without any forgetfulness, whereas the Nitya Badas are eternally conditioned souls, are forgetful of their relationship with Krishna. The position of the Nitya Siddhas is explained in the Padma Purana in connection with the narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Satyabhama Devi. The Lord tells Satyabhama, quote, "My dear Satyabhama Devi, I have descended onto this earthly planet by the request of Lord Brahma and other demigods. Those who are born into this family of Yadu are all my eternal associates. My dear wife, you should not consider that my associates are ever separated from me. They are my personal expansions, and as such, you must know that they are almost as powerful as I am. Because of their transcendental qualities, they are very, very dear to me, as I am very, very dear to them." End quote. Anyone who becomes exhilarated by hearing of the pastimes of Lord Krishna when he was present on this earth with his associates is to be understood as Nitya Siddha, eternally perfect. In the 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 32 of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this statement, quote, "How wonderful are the fortunate residents of Vrindavan, such as Nanda and the other cowherd men. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman, has actually become their intimate friend," end quote. A similar statement is there in the 10th canto, 26th chapter, verse 10 of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Lord Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, the cowherd men under the protection of Lord Krishna became struck with wonder and went to Nanda Maharaj and inquired from him, quote, "My dear Nanda Maharaj, how is it that we are so intensely attached to Krishna and that Krishna is also so affectionately attached to us? Does it mean that he is the super soul of everyone?" End quote. All the residents of Vrindavan and Dwarka, namely the cowherd men and the members of the Yadu family, are eternally perfect devotees of the Lord. As the Lord descends by his causeless mercy upon this planet, so in order to help in the pastimes of the Lord, these devotees also come here. They are not ordinary living entities or conditioned souls. They are ever-liberated persons, associates of the Personality of Godhead. And just as Lord Krishna behaves like an ordinary man when he descends to this planet, so the members of the Yadu dynasty and the residents of Vrindavan execute activities just like ordinary men. But they are not ordinary men. They are as liberated as Lord Krishna himself. In the Padma Purana Uttarakhanda section, it is stated, quote, "Just as Lord Ramachandra descends along with Lakshman, an expansion of Shankarshan, and Bharat, an expansion of Pradyumna, so the members of the Yadu dynasty and the cowherd men of Vrindavan also descend with Lord Krishna in order to enjoy in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. When the Lord returns to his eternal abode, his associates return with him to their respective places. As such, these ever-liberated Vaishnavas are not bound by the material laws of birth and death," end quote. As stated in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself, his birth, deeds, and activities are all transcendental. Similarly, the birth, deeds, and activities of the associates of the Lord are also transcendental. As it is an offense to consider oneself to be Krishna, so it is offensive to consider oneself to be Yashoda, Nanda, or any other associate of the Lord. We should always remember that they are transcendental. They are never conditioned souls. It is described that Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, has 64 transcendental qualities, and all of the ever-liberated souls who accompany the Lord have the first 55 of the qualities without a doubt. Such devotees are related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in any of five transcendental mellows, namely neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parenthood, and conjugal love. These relationships with the Lord are eternal, and therefore Nityasiddha devotees do not have to strive to attain the perfectional stage by executing regulative devotional principles. They are eternally qualified to serve Krishna.